Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
It had been more than 2.5 years since the last ball was played in Indian Wells. Now, the tennis world has returned to Southern California for a fall edition of TC Live from Tennis Paradise. Coming up on today's show, we get a visit from the Bryan brothers and inquire about their most recent career decision.
It's unexpected. We came down here and then we got the call and we got called up to the major leagues.
Plus, a story for the ages on this player's career path that has no end in sight.
Now, I was playing her, and she was 69 at the time, and I was like, what is happening?
And we look ahead to day 4 action with all these stars on the schedule. We're ready to ring in a Saturday edition of TC Live right now. And welcome to TC Live from the BNP Paribas Open. We are presented all 2 weeks by our friends at Vrbo. It's our one-hour pregame show to get you ready for first ball every morning here in the Southern California desert. The top seeds take the court today at Indian Wells, where the forecast is as perfect as the palm trees. A lot to get to on the show. We've got all the big highlights, interviews, and Hall of Fame analysis. Plus, a tennis story literally for the ages. And the Bryan brothers talk about their new transition to television. Out on the practice courts, she has waited more than 2.5 years to defend her title at Indian Wells, Bianca Andreescu. It was in 2019. This got her run going all the way to the U.S. Open title. And how about Sebi Korda making his debut at Indian Wells? It's an all-American matchup. We are looking forward to it on Stadium One against Francis Tiafoe. With that, we welcome you to TC Live at Indian Wells, presented by Vrbo, Steve Weissman, Chanda Rubin, and the Hall of Famer, Martina Navratilova. Welcome.
So nice to be here. Thank you. Yes. We've all waited for 2.5 years to get here, but yes. Bianca Andreescu particularly has been waiting a long time.
And we've been waiting for you. Day 4, you come in, and it's a fall ball. It's not a spring fling. What do you think about that?
It's confusing, but again, great that we are here. We are playing, and it's almost normal.
Yeah, almost. We're back. You're back. We're back.
We're normal.
We're gonna have Martina and Pam Shriver call a match today.
That's gonna be fun.
Greatest women's doubles team of all time.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I'll take the left chair.
There we go.
Get there first.
The ad side. We've also got another Hall of Famer joining us on TC Live today. Andy Roddick is on the show. What's going on, Andy?
I don't know, Steve. It looks real nice there, though. That weather, October, spring, whatever, it always works there.
You need to be here, Andy, definitely. What, you've been checking some of the matches out. Have you been watching the Bryan brothers, their debut on Tennis Channel? What do you think?
I missed it, but you know what? I've heard them talk too much for my entire Davis Cup career. They were talking too much. So I just want to know if they're still finishing each other's sentences. They used to have this uncanny ability where one would have a thought and the other would finish it. So I don't know how that translates to TV, but I'm ready to find out.
What a team we have for you on TC Live today, and what a slate on this first Saturday at the BNP Paribas Open. Check out our featured matches. Starting with the serve bot himself, Riley Opelka taking on Taro Daniel. Big foe, and Sebi Korda actually played Sebi's first ever ATP Tour match a few years ago. This is Korda making his debut in the desert against Big Foe. Coco Gauff, that match will be called by Martina and Pam. The Bryan brothers will be on the foe Korda match. Mackie McDonald looking to get his first win against Daniil Medvedev. And the defending champion, Bianca Andreescu, on the court against Ali Risk. Initial thoughts, Andy, on that big American battle. I know you're a big fan of Sebi Korda and taking on Big Foe. Looking forward to this one. Just the second time these two have met.
Yeah, before we get to matchups, Korda debuted a different type of serving motion last week in San Diego. It's a little bit shorter. The foot's coming up a little bit. So I'm curious to see the radar gun to see if it's got a little bit more movement on it. That's one. Two, you know, I like these generational matchups, right? Korda wants to be the guy. He wants to be the alpha. Him and Brooksby are the next generation coming up. And Foe's going to say, hey, you know what? I'm not ready for that yet. I'm going to kind of show you that I'm the veteran on tour. So I always love to see the interplay between countrymen here. So I like Korda. I think he's able to create his own pace in slower conditions a little bit more. But this is a popcorn match.
Yeah, I agree. I think Cordell's got a shot at it. He likes the slower surfaces a little bit better. And I like the fact that he changed his serve. I mean, he's still so young, but he's thinking long term. So we'll see if that serve motion makes a difference. But he's got a better game overall. So, yeah, I think I like Seba. I agree with Andy on that one.
Yeah, and Korda, he's got some tough matches under his belt already. He's had some big wins on big stages. The only concern I have is he's maybe a little underdone in matches. He's had some physical issues and hasn't been able to play as much as he might have liked. You look at Francis Tiafoe, he's already got a match under his belt here. He's been playing great, had a really nice U.S. Open run, and he's playing confident tennis. He's putting it together. He's playing more disciplined, and I think that is going to be what it takes to get through Seb Korda. So I may lean towards Francis in these conditions, but it'll be a fun match.
It's a popcorn match. I can't wait to see it. Big Foe coming through against Benoit Paire. Real business-like effort by Francis in that one. Well, let's get you caught up on last night's action. The U.S. Open champion, talk of the tennis world, Emma Raducanu, playing her first match since taking the title in New York. Chanda, she did not have that same form against Alexandra Sasnovich.
Life is totally different for Emma Raducanu now, and it's been really just a matter of months, this huge change. And this was a tough match to come out in right out of the gate. Sasnovich, so solid. She's got experience. She's had some nice wins this year, was able to back it up in the first set, got that advantage. But in the second set, Raducanu, some opportunities to turn things around, to try to stretch the lead, was doing a better job of getting behind her shots there, but another miss. It was a frustrating day. You could see her get a little bit down at times, didn't quite have the same energy that we've seen when she's played some of her best tennis, and Sasnovich able to take advantage of it. This was a big match, big target on Raducanu's back, and I think just too much for her to handle.
31 unforced errors for Raducanu. Sasnovich won nearly 80% of her second serve return points. So the 10-match winning streak is over. Let's go inside the press room with Emma.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get used to the conditions. It's my first time playing in Indian Wells. So, she was better than me today. So she deserves to win. I'm kind of glad that what happened today happened so I can learn and take it as a lesson. So going forward, I'll just have more experience banked. I mean, it will come in time. Just got to not rush it and keep going and get my head back to the drawing board, really.
Listen, it's just her fifth tour-level appearance, Martina. She has set the bar extremely high. What does Emma Raducanu take away from this match?
This match, maybe not that much. I mean, look, this is her fifth tournament. We have no idea how she plays on different surfaces. But life has changed so much for her. We can go into the X's and O's. She was 5 of 21 second serve points won. That's not what lost her the match. I think her life changed so much, she just really doesn't quite know how to handle it. Nobody's been in this position before. She's blazing her own trail. So it's more about how she manages her stuff off the court, coaching change as well, which I don't know if that was a good idea. So there's just so much stuff going on for her. She just needs matches. She needs to play.
Yeah, there's nothing consistent about what Emma Raducanu's life looked like 2 months ago versus now. And to piggyback on a point that Martina made, we don't know how she likes the ball when it's up, right? We saw at Wimbledon, the ball stays low. We saw at the U.S. Open where the ball was kind of shooting through the court a little bit. So that's one thing. We don't know what she's like on a lot of different surfaces and in different conditions. And also, like, even that little clip of her doing press after a match, that's new. When did she start doing that? Like, at the fourth round of the U.S. Open, that's all new. This entire thing is new. She was going to James Bond premieres when she was home. Like, this is a whole new world. So it's going to be a little bit of a letdown when your last match was a U.S. Open final. You go home, you're a national hero. It's going to be different. She needs to get back to that feeling like she's going to the office again. And hey, listen, first and foremost, I'm a tennis player. It's going to take a second.
Yeah, and you think about the nuts and bolts of what players do week in and week out, month in and month out, over the course of the calendar year, even setting a schedule, knowing which tournaments you like or how you need to prepare going into these different periods. She hasn't had to go through that yet. I mean, there's so much that she's still got to figure out different surfaces as well, as Andy and Martina mentioned. And, you know, this surface a bit slower. You know, it doesn't really suit her game. And I think that was part of the struggle. You could see her struggle with just maintaining the positive energy. She's got so much on her shoulders, and she's got to be able to play through that and work that out. So there's a lot that Emma Raducanu is growing into, and you've just got to give her some space to do that.
I love her attitude. She said, I'm 18. I need to cut myself some slack. We should cut her some slack as well. Emma will be just fine. How about the other teenage sensation playing her first match since that U.S. Open final? The Canadian, Leila Fernandez, back in action last night against Alize Cornet. And she had a spectacular Indian Wells debut, Martina.
Well, Leila Fernandez is the kind of game that transfers onto any surface. She moves well. She doesn't have any weaknesses. Maybe not a huge weapon either, but on this court, it plays perfectly. Her life changed as well, but just not as radically as Emma Raducanu. Also, Leila Fernandez has been around for a while. This is the second year on the tour. She's now a veteran, and she handled it really well. So again, the spotlight not on her as much as Raducanu, and I think her game suits better for this surface as well.
Had 24 winners, just 16 unforced errors. First match since New York, and this is her first win, Martina, at the WTA 1000 level.
Everything's new for these young women, and they're taking it in stride again. Leila Fernandez handled the U.S. Open so well. She's born for this stuff. She feels she belongs here. She's worked hard to get here, and you're just going to see the trajectory going up.
It's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova next. Meantime, on the men's side, Andy Murray has had a week. Andy lost his stinky shoes and a wedding ring, then got him back before he even played a match. On the court against Adrian Mannarino, things not quite as complicated.
Yeah, real talk, he better be happy he got that wedding ring back. I'll tell you that much right now. But smooth sailing for Murray. And what you like to see here is the movement going, and that's not the best effort I've ever seen in my life from Mannarino on that volley. But Murray focused, kind of getting into the flow. Traditionally, at night, slow surface, high bouncing court, not something that would be his favorite. But Mannarino is someone who also likes a quicker, hits a flatter ball. So Murray kind of just taking what Mannarino was giving to him, obviously opening up the shoulders on that forehand. And that's a sign of confidence, taking that sort of swing with a break point. But he's played some tennis. He played an event in Europe after the U.S. Open, played in San Diego, won a couple of matches. Murray wants to feel like this is routine again, right? It's just a routine effort going to the courts again.
Stinky shoes back, game looking fresh and clean. He's got Carlos Alcaraz next. Another wild card, Jack Sock taking on Aussie John Millman, Martina. This one was a battle.
Yeah, he's trying to mix things up. Jack Sock was doing some serve volley attacking, but this court is playing slow, and John Millman defends really well. Jack Sock's got a huge forehand. He can put the ball away from just about anywhere, but it just didn't pay off enough for him. Millman just too solid. Jack Sock playing better tennis. He seems committed. He wants it, but just wasn't enough for John Millman as the two guys ran each other into the ground, and there, that back end, I don't know what he was trying to do with that. But John Millman just too solid, and these guys, when they shook hands, there were some words going on. I'm not sure exactly what that was all about. As Millman tries to smooth things out.
Let's take a listen here.
Umpire comes down, breaks it up. All right, boys, take it to the locker room.
Normally don't see that from John Millman. He's moving on, gets Yannick Sinner next. The 20-year-old American, Jensen Brooksby, looking to continue a breakout summer. Andy, I know you're a big fan of Jensen Brooksby.
Yeah, my love affair has not died at all since New York, Steve. But Look at him. The ability, that was a little lucky, but the ability to change directions will help him move from surface to surface, right? You see him kind of move in and out of points. He's able to take the ball both sides, hit forehands line, forehands cross, and the same on the backhand side. And we all saw how he competes during that U.S. Open run and pretty much all year as he's kind of just shot up the rankings. But right here, he's able to pull it both ways. You saw his opponent was kind of guessing line. He was able to kind of pull it cross court. But what I like here, when he wins this match, it's like he's done it before, right? There's not a big celebration. This is where he belongs. He knows it. Good stuff from Brooksby. Good debut.
He actually said it was a subpar match. Still able to move on. And he says, Andy, maybe in the offseason he'll get some work in with you. We've got a story for the ages coming up. A senior citizen playing the likes of Naomi Osaka and Taylor Townsend. Wow, you can't miss this. You're watching TC Live at Indian Wells.
Tennis Channel Live at the BNP Paribas Open is presented by Vrbo. Your together awaits.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Steve, Chanda, Martina, Andy on TC Live from the BNP Paribas Open. We've got a new game on tennis.com. It is the Match Point Predictor. Answer seven questions for a chance at a grand prize, a VIP trip right here to the desert next year. Join us for that. It locks in on Wednesday, so get your answers in by then. As for the playing conditions here at Indian Wells today, here's Fox Weather with the forecast.
I'm meteorologist Craig Herrera, and here's your BNP Paribas Open weather forecast. It's a beautiful day for tennis in Indian Wells. 85 degrees and sunny and feeling more like Southern California with lower humidity and a light breeze. Should be a picture-perfect day. For more information, go to foxweather.com. Precise, personal, powerful. Fox Weather coming October 25th.
Picture perfect, so is our schedule. TC Live begins our daily coverage every day, 1 p.m. Eastern, followed by the day session. We also have live coverage on our regional sports networks with Leif Shiras and Jan Michael Gamble. The night session, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can see Bianca Andreescu tonight and Daniil Medvedev. Then encore coverage right up until TC Live. Keep whatever device you use on Tennis Channel all day, every day. We are leading up to the top of the hour. Riley Opelka looking for his first main draw win at Indian Wells against Taro Daniel, who is trying to reach the third round here for the second time. Don't go anywhere.
I don't care how good you are at tennis. You could be like Jimmy Connors, who shocked fans by battling his way to the U.S. Open semifinals at age 39. Or Martina Navratilova, who won a Grand Slam mixed doubles title just a month shy of her 50th birthday. Eventually, everyone succumbs to me. Father Time. Well, almost everyone. Let me tell you about one woman who might actually tarnish my perfect record. Her name is Gail Falkenberg. She's 74 years old, and to the other players, she's known as the legend.
She's surprisingly good as far as movement.
Tenacious, single-minded, competitive.
She is an aggressive player. She likes to finish off the point quickly.
Gail grew up in New Jersey and, at a young age, had a passion for sports.
I was a born competitor in anything. It was evident from the very beginning, 5 years old.
In her teenage years, Gail became fascinated with movies.
I happened to write an actress by the name of Diane Baker, who was a rising star in the 60s, and she wrote me back. her philosophy was to always follow your heart and your passion. So every career decision I made the rest of my life was always based on my heart and my passion.
Gail followed her heart and passion back to Los Angeles, where she enrolled in a film school at UCLA. While Arthur Ashe was on scholarship trying to win the NCAA title for the UCLA men's tennis team, Gail watched him from her dorm room. Inspired by Arthur, she walked on and secured a place on the women's tennis team.
They did not publicize, they did not reward women athletes. We were lucky that we had teams. We played for the love of the game.
Following graduation, Gail started her own production company. But after more than a decade of making corporate films, her love of tennis called her back to the courts. Despite pushing 40, she quit her job and traveled the satellite circuit, competing against some of the era's greatest players, including Jennifer Capriati.
We had the greatest match. She won 7-6, 6-4, but it took about 3 hours, and we were both exhausted after it was over.
When Gail's mother had a stroke, tennis took a back seat as she cared for her until the end. During this time, it's safe to say Gail dropped a set against me. But boy, did she come storming back. As she passed senior citizen status, that didn't stop her from entering pro circuit events, even playing the likes of Naomi Osaka.
I am inspired by her passion.
She's just somebody that really just loves the game purely so much, and that's a beautiful thing to see.
In 2016, at the age of 69, she made national news by winning a first-round match at a pro event in Pelham, Alabama, by the score of 6-0, 6-1, against a 22-year-old opponent. In her second round, she played Taylor Townsend.
We get to the courts, and come to find out I was playing her, and she was 69 at the time, and I was like, what is happening?
In the end, Gail took 12 games from Taylor. Wait, did I say games? I meant points. But that was still 6 points more than the sports bettors in Europe had predicted.
At that point, I did interview after interview. I trended on the internet, all because I won a match at age 69. And I guess the world thinks that when you get that old, you can't do much of anything anymore, especially in sports.
Look at her recent pro scores the past few years. And yes, the scores seem one-sided. But that doesn't deter Gail. Even here, at an ITF 25K event in Evansville, Indiana, facing an opponent several generations younger, Gail competes.
Her serve is pretty good. I mean, she hits the underhand slice pretty well.
And even though she loses in straight sets, Gail refuses to quit.
Tennis is the love of my life, no question about it. I'm a happy person and feel very fulfilled in my life.
Federer and Serena may have pushed me to a fifth set, but with Gail, it's reached Isner-Mahut levels. It's a match I know I'll eventually win. But for now, the legend is giving it her all.
How about that? We've added Taylor Townsend, Jeannie Bouchard. We added Father Time. I don't know how much he cost to voice that piece. The legend, Gail Falkenberg. Listen, Martina, she's played two 25Ks this year. There's a little microphone.
We need that.
She's 74 years young right now. It routinely loses love and love. But what do you make of this?
You know, she loves the sport, and that's why we're still here. That's why I was playing for much longer than I ever thought I would, but she makes me feel young, so that's a good thing. More power to her, you know? She can get in. She loves it. It keeps her happy. It keeps her healthy. It's a sport of a lifetime. She's living proof.
Well, you heard the player say she's got a pretty good serve. Yeah. I mean, it is funky. You can't even tell where that ball is going. I mean, she's such an inspiration. Just the fact that she's continuing to do something that she loves to do. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your ability. It's the effort and it's the heart. It's the passion you put into things. And so, you know, I think it's a lesson for all of us. You know, we think, okay, we can't do that anymore. Or it's too late or we're too old. No, we're not. We can continue to do anything. So I'm going to go with that mantra.
Anything is possible. I loved Taylor Townsend's reaction. What is happening? Andy, what do you make of this? I mean, She literally is like, who am I playing out here?
All I know is that I've never felt like more of a loser for retiring on my 30th birthday. I don't even know what I was watching there, but like, I can't imagine walking up and like being Taylor Townsend and going, wait a minute, this is my, okay, let's go. That's why you roll them out there. That's the best thing about sports. And credit to her. She loves it. It's not up to anyone else to tell her she can't do it. Good for her.
Andy, I'm curious because, you know, you said 4 days to work with Jensen Brooksby on his serve. How long would you need to work on Gale's serve?
Longer.
you don't like the slice underhand?
I don't understand it very well. I don't know that I would be able to add much value. It's not the shot that I personally possess, so it would take longer.
Okay. She says, I'll keep playing until my body tells me to stop. I can still win a professional game. Cheers to you, Gale. Much more still to come here on TC Live leading up to the top of the hour. I would love to see Riley Opelka try that underhand slicer against Taro Daniel today. Gale Falkenberg, the legend. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to TC Live, a great order of play. Riley Opelka starts us off against Taro Daniel. Looking forward to that second matchup. Young American Sebi Korda, Francis Tiafo. We got Coco Gauff in action. Can Mackie McDonald take down the top seed? And then the defending champion, Bianca Andreescu, playing Allison Risk. Also some great doubles around the grounds today. We've got the greatest doubles team with us as well.
Absolute masterpiece match by Mike and Bob Bryan. These great twins from Camarillo, they are the greatest doubles team of all time.
They have done so much for doubles.
Their enthusiasm for the game is so compelling. It's really great to watch.
The Bryans, Kings of New York.
Pretty cool. Greatest men's doubles team of all time. Now a part of the Tennis Channel family. 16 major titles together. 119 titles overall. You started your TV career with the patented chest bump. It was awesome. It was so cool to see that happen here. Welcome once again to the Tennis Channel desk here. It's great to see you all. How's the broadcast career going, Mike?
We're 3 days in, and we haven't got the boot. You know, it feels like we're on Survivor. You never know if we're going to get that email. You guys are done. But it's been fun. We're back to school, learning a few things. You guys have a good gig, but it's tough. It's tough. We like it.
Yeah, it's definitely harder than it looks. I've had a couple bloopers so far. Actually, Haber was mid-sentence, and I hit his mute button to cough.
Okay.
Cut him off for about 5 seconds. But it's like doubles. You know, you gotta bring the energy. You gotta keep the focus for a long time. And if your brother's choking, you gotta pick him up.
You've been joking.
What kind of reaction have you received? Are you getting some texts from your tennis friends, family?
Yeah, we're up in the booth and we're getting texts. My mom's hitting me up, hey, say this. Bob had a couple comments that went viral. So maybe we're getting famous. Thanks to Bob.
Now you're getting famous.
No, it's been really positive. You know, luckily you guys and, you know, Lindsay, Paul, everyone's been really supportive. It's been a feel-good, you know, situation for us so far.
We've got these strange voices in our ears. I mean, we're wearing these, you know, IFBs. You probably haven't done that before. What's that like? I mean, is it strange to you?
Yeah, you always have a voice in your ear. You know, we have our ego always talking, saying, hey, shut up. But now you have a guy saying, cut it off. You know, you're talking too much. But, it's all just learning up there. There's not losing. You're just learning. And hopefully we're getting better.
I mean, I think you started out the gate as Hall of Fame broadcasters. Andy Murray played last night. Bob, you were a big part of Andy Murray actually coming back with the hip replacement. How does he look out there to you?
I mean, he looks good. The guy does everything you can do to swing the margins in his favor. I mean, if you've seen his documentary, Resurfacing, it's truly amazing all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I'm happy to see him back. The surgery went well. I have the same implant. It's a metal hip.
Yep.
You know, Dr. Sue at HSS did mine, and it's I'm pain-free. So I hope he feels the same way. I think he does, and he's hitting the ball well, man. He's Andy Murray. He's always going to be Andy Murray, just a true champion.
We got Mike Bryan. We got Bob Bryan. The Bryan brothers, part of the Tennis Channel family here at Indian Wells this week, doing some broadcasting with us, which has been amazing. You called Jensen Brooksby's match yesterday. This kid is fantastic. Really unique game. What stands out to you, Mike?
He's got a bright future. I mean, his groundies really penetrate. Moves well, sees all the angles. He's got an amazing two-handed slice mm-hmm. with the drop shot. And I think his serve's getting better. I don't know if Andy Roddick talked to him.
Not
but
yet.
He was popping some serves. He changed his stance, maybe using a little bit more legs. We were impressed.
How do you think he would do on a doubles court, Bob?
I think he would do fine. He comes in a lot, and he takes care of his volleys. You know, you look at that two-handed backhand slice. You don't teach that. You know, as a junior growing up, everyone says hit your rally ball cross court, get some elevation on it, have safe shots. He doesn't hit rally balls. He just penetrates down the line early in the points. And, you know, those guys are scrambling. You know, they can never get rhythm.
Absolutely. And he's got a big match coming up against Sasha Zverev. He's been knocking out top players left and right. We'll see if that happens. You all are calling a big match today, that Sebi Korda-Francis Tiafoe match. I'll start with you, Mike. What are the two keys in this matchup?
I mean, this is anyone's ball game. I think Tiafoe's a little fired up by this younger crop coming up because Sebi Korda is polished. His dad was a great player. He really has no holes in his game. I'm going to be really enjoying it. It's a popcorn match. So Bob's made a few calls. He's doing intel. He's talked to his coach. He's talked to, you know. So I'm looking to Bob to pick me up here. He's got a whole sheet of notes.
Okay.
So look for Bob to step up.
Tiafoe's, he says he's playing the best tennis of his career. He's had a little bit of a rebuilding period with Wayne Ferreira. He's working hard. He sees his window closing up. This is the time to make hay. So look for him to be motivated. And then you got Korda, who's just smooth. He's got all the shots. It's two generations clashing. They're not that far apart in
right.
age. But you have this generation that was hyped with the Tiafoe, Opelka, Fritz, clashing with the new guys coming up.
Before we let you go, you had the Bryan Brothers concert last night, which people at Indian Wells absolutely – they come here literally to see you all, not on the court, also on the court, but to rock out. How'd it go, Mike?
Great crowd. We felt like the Beatles. Everyone was out there. We had a guest appearance by Kevin Anderson.
Oh, cool.
Who I taught him to play a guitar 10 years ago, and now he's been working his butt off, and he shredded last night. We played Sultans of Swing. He nailed every note.
It's a Super Bowl for us. It's packed. It's at the food court. We're doing it again 5 to 7 tonight.
Okay.
There's no kids, which is sad, but the adults are loose. You know, it's like they're on date night. The bar is flowing, and they were rocking. They're going crazy without their kids.
All right, well, y'all are rocking out in the booth. Looking forward to your call. Sebastian Korda, Francis Tiafoe, thanks for joining us here on TC Live, and great to have you as part of the TC family.
Thanks, Steve.
Bryan Brothers here with us on Tennis Channel Live, and you can listen to them later today as Sebi Korda getting ready to take on Francis Tiafoe, second round match. We'll be back after this. Back on TC Live, Weissman, Rubin, Navratilova, Roddick. We've got Coco Gauff, Caroline Garcia coming up. 6 Eastern right here on Tennis Channel. Calling this match will be two ladies who worked together on the court for years, but they may not be very familiar with each other in the booth.
I can tell you the view I had alongside the greatest complete tennis player of all time was spectacular.
Of all the records there are in tennis, I mean, there's one that definitely will not be broken, and that's our 109 doubles matches in a row wins. Lasted over 2 years.
What a team. 20 major titles, Grand Slam in 1984, It's our tennis topics presented by Vrbo. Martina, you're going to be teaming up with Pam in the booth. What kind of broadcast team are you going to be?
Thanks for the reminder of some very unfortunate haircuts. But in any case, it's going to be fun. It's something new. We've never done it before. I've watched Pam talk about matches and vice versa. But nowadays, it's going to be kind of like, we don't want to reminisce too much. You know, we want to talk about what's going on the court. But it's going to be hard to not talk too much. We'll try.
Looking forward. We got the Bryan brothers here. We got Martina and Pam here. Andy, let's talk about the match that they're going to be calling Coco Gauff, Caroline Garcia. The last time Indian Wells was played, Coco was ranked outside the top 450 in the world. Now she's number 19. What are you expecting to see?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this Raducanu Fernandez kind of stealing a little bit of the spotlight away from Coco could be a good thing. And one thing we forget with the talk of these teenagers is that Coco in real time is still 16 months younger than Emma Raducanu, right? She's made such progress this year. Obviously, the U.S. Open maybe didn't go the way that she wanted. I actually think this could be a good surface for her. The ball flight on the forehand is a little loopier. On the fast, hard courts, it tends to kind of stay up a little bit. People can kind of get through that forehand side. She'll take a little bit more time on that forehand, and I think that'll work for her. I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah, I think exactly, you know, to your point, Andy, the fact that Coco Gauff is coming into a tournament and she wasn't the biggest story. I mean, the first three or four days, we've been talking so much about Emma Raducanu, you know, a bit about Leila Fernandez. And for Gauff, that's got to be maybe a little bit of a relief where she could just be under the radar, working on her game, getting ready for, you know, her first round match. And I think it's a good opportunity because these courts, I think, will play to her game. She will have a little more time, especially on that forehand side. She hits it big when she can set up and get behind her shots. I think if she's relaxed on the serve, that's a big part of her game and one of the weapons. And I think this matchup against Caroline Garcia, she's going to have time, you know, to hit out on her shots, to weave her points. She can be aggressive. I think she's going to have to, you know, come in when she has those opportunities, keep working on that part of her game. But I think these conditions will suit her, and she's got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, Chanda, those are great points. And Martina, I feel like you can really relate to Coco because she's also playing doubles today. She's playing with Leila Fernandez after her singles match and kind of doing what you did throughout your career. She has focused, obviously, on the singles, getting a top 20 ranking, but she's in the race to reach Guadalajara in doubles as well.
Well, good for her, because I think people specialize too soon just on tennis, and they specialize too soon just on singles or just on doubles. And when you play doubles, it'll make you a better singles player. When you play singles, it'll make you a better doubles player. Point is, it'll make you a better tennis player. So she's taking the long-term look here, and I think it's going to be great for her. She's done well in doubles already with Kay McNally, now playing with Leila. So good for her. I mean, if you're not in good enough shape, if you're worried that you're going to be too tired to play singles because you play doubles, then you're not in good enough shape to play tennis, period. So good for her. I'm very happy.
She's doing a fantastic job. So we got Pam and Martina together here for the first time. Andy, who do we need to call to bring to get you to come here and call a match?
I don't know. That's intimidating company right there. I'm watching those old highlights. I'm going, nobody would beat those two. I don't care what generation it is. They would win every tournament they played now. Martina's the coolest. I'm just watching those highlights. I'm like, that is awesome. That is some serious athleticism. I got a lot of time for that. They're going to do way better. Don't worry about me. I'll just come in for the funny jokes here and there on the front end.
Anytime, Andy.
We love it.
I think Andy with the Bryan brothers would be cool, you know?
Definitely. Andy with anybody would be cool. I think, you know, he could.
Andy's just cool.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of love here on TC Live.
With the Bryan brothers, how the hell am I going to ever get a word in with those two? Like, and they probably feel the same way. I don't know. Like, they don't go without each other. You know, it's like a kid in a bottle or a kid in a stuffed animal or something. They don't separate.
Andy, we're going to put you in the play-by-play role, so therefore you lead the way. They can't talk without you initiating the conversation. We'll have much more after a quick break. We are leading up to the top of the hour. What a slate of matches we have for you today, beginning with Riley Opelka, Taro Daniel, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Tennis Channel Live at the BNP Paribas Open is brought to you in part by DraftKings. Get in on the action with DraftKings Daily Fantasy, sports betting, and free-to-play pools. All customers can compete for their share of $30,000 in prizes all tournament long. Use code ACE when you sign up today. By Tennis Express. We deliver tennis right to your front door. Order today, ships today. And by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Back on TC Live, we are just about 10 minutes away from first ball here. Day four, first Saturday, BNP Paribas Open. A lot of Americans in action. Riley Opelka. Then it's Korda Tiafo. Coco Gauff making her Indian Wells debut. Mackie McDonald. Daniil Medvedev was training at UCLA coming into this event. Mackie McDonald, former Bruin NCAA champion. And Ali Riss taking on the defending champ in Bianca Andreescu. A reminder to download any of the DraftKings apps, enter their free-to-play pools every day of the tournament. All customers can compete for a shot at $30,000 in total prizes by answering questions like who will win the match or who will have the most aces. Use the code ACE when you sign up today. Time now for our DraftKings player pools previews. Steve, Chanda, Martina, and Andy. Chanda, you're the veteran of this one. You've been doing it for a while with Prakash. It's where we give a few matches, and then today we're going to go over-under. You've done this before, Martina.
Yes, I have.
Andy, we're going to start with you on this one. Over-under 22.5 games for the Alexei Popyrin-Hubie Hurkacz match.
I'm going to go over. The surface is a little different. They both serve pretty big, right? We're going to get to a breaker. I'll take the over on this.
All right, Chanda.
I'm going under. I'm going to say, you know, maybe Hurkacz is playing pretty well. He's got a little more time. He's got, you know, the big weapons. I think it'll be a good match, solid two sets, but I'm going to go under.
I'm going over as well. Because of the slowness of the court, I think it's going to stretch out the match.
All right. Next one up, over under. We're staying with 22.5 games for Diego Schwartzman and another former UCLA Bruin. Maxime Cressy loves the serve and volley, Andy.
Yeah, it's slow enough. I know that Cressy's serve is going to get up in the court, but he likes a faster surface. I think Schwartzman's going to break a couple times. I actually don't think Cressy's going to get a lot of looks on Schwartzman's serve. He's not going to be able to do that quick 1-2 punch, get in off the serve. I like the under on this one. I think Schwartzman rolls.
I'm going to go over. I got to do opposite of Andy.
I love it.
I mean, what else do I have? He made all good points. I'm going to say the opposite.
Like Seinfeld. I'll do the opposite. I got under again. Andy and I are on the same page. I mean, I think the court's too slow for Cressy to be able to come to the net effectively. And Schwartzman, I mean, he defends as well as anybody.
Navratilova-Shriver. I think we need Navratilova-Roddick.
I'll take that.
In the booth coming up.
Two mixed doubles.
One more coming up for you. Daniil Medvedev, Mackie McDonald. This one, we're going to take the number down a bit. The folks think that Medvedev is going to roll. It's over under 19.5, Andy.
I'm going to go over just because Medvedev, this isn't the perfect surface for him. I understand, like, when you're confident, you can kind of play on anything, but his backhand's not going to stay down through the court like it does on the faster surfaces. He's going to have to find his way a little bit. You know, Mackie's played a lot of tennis in Southern California. He knows these conditions, played at UCLA. I'll take the over, but I'm not full of confidence, Steve. I got to be honest.
All great points again, Andy. I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go under. Let's go 3 for 3. Let's crash and burn. Okay. Totally here, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not confident either, but I will go under because I think Daniel's got just too much of a game for Tyra Daniel. But it so much depends on his mood, really, on the day, right? I mean, he could totally blow up out there. But, yeah, I'm going under.
All right, barely. So we're breaking up the mixed dubs. No more Andy Martina on that one.
I could be persuaded.
Reminder, download any of the DraftKings apps for free. Use that code ACE when you sign up today. Time now for our social segment. A lot to get to. A lot of fun stuff going on today. Team USA, Chanda, announcing for the Billie Jean King Cup next month in Prague. Sloane Stephens, Jesse Pegula, Danielle Collins, Coco Vandeweghe. and Caroline Dollahide. What do you make of this lineup, Chanda?
I think it's a fantastic team. Players, on-form players like Pegula and Collins, who have had terrific years, terrific summers, as well. Sloane Stephens has been playing better. Fortunately, she just had to play her teammate, and Jesse Pegula lost that one. But I think they will come together, and there will be team spirit. Coco Vandeweghe, great to see her back after some injuries. And Caroline Dollahide, who's been a fantastic doubles player, has started getting some better singles results as well, rounding out the team. It'll be a good one under Captain Kathy Rinaldi.
Yeah, looking forward to the group play against Slovakia and Spain. Then we've got a tweet from Fila. Check out this T-shirt that they have going on, Andy.
I've got one right here. It is the old...
Here, I'm dropping the microphone, but I'm trying to hold this for you. Servbot.
I see it.
There
yeah.
it is. The old Servbot.
Hey, listen, when
Hashtag.
Someone gives you a gift, when someone gives you a gift, you take it. Smart of Fila. We've all been talking the whole Servbot thing. It just happens that they both wear the same brand, right? The Isner-Opelka situation. This feels like low-hanging fruit, but you got still got to reach and grab it. This is a good move by Fila.
What makes a Servbot, Andy? Can you break it down for us a little bit here?
Yeah, the way I understand it is that us Servbots serve big but don't really do anything else that well. So it's kind of like, I feel like it's a backhanded compliment. When someone's like, you're on the all Servbot team, I'm like, thank you? Maybe? Don't know.
Martina would be the hashtag everything bot.
No, I keep getting the serve and volley. I'm like, you know, I was more than just a serve and volleyer. But, yeah, I hear you, Andy. You got a lot more than just a serve. So I'll give
yes,
that to you.
You are well-rounded.
You don't make the Hall of Fame just serving. Thank you, by the way, Fila, for that T-shirt. I'm going to be rocking it in the gym coming up later today. Check out our coverage on the regional sports networks today. We got Leif Shiras. We got former semifinalist at Indian Wells, Jan Michael Gamble, on the call. Kana Shikori taking on Dan Evans. Dan Evans, Cam Nori, top two Brits in the world. Nori, it's Saturday. That means college football. We got one TCU guy against a guy from Tennessee. Big-time matchup against Tennis Sandgren. They know each other well. That is on our regional sports network starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Right here on Tennis Channel, Opelka and Daniel coming up in moments. More TC Live after this. Back on TC Live, presented by Vrbo. Riley Opelka looking for his first win in the desert. Taking on Taro Daniel, who has played well here. Our stat of the day. One memorable post-match rap performance from the night train. Denis Shapovalov, let's take you back to Stadium 3, 2019.
I'm here in Cali with the fans getting hella lit. Happy with the win today. Now I got a flow to spit. Loving the support, I leave it all on the court. Fighting like a wolf, I'll be back for more. So take care and good night. Know this the good life. Hot tubs and court time. Thursday, we back, all right?
Andy, Martina, Chanda, Steve back on TC Live. You know the vibe. Not no. called Quest, but we're a tribe.
Steve, you need to join us.
You call that a vibe?
So I have
Go
some
ahead,
thoughts,
Andy.
Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... A lot's changed in the 2.5 years since he did that, but it was something that hasn't changed is that was it's still unfortunate that happened.
Why are you hating?
I mean, okay, so one, it wasn't exactly 8 Mile with the lyricism off the cuff. He had it written out on an iPhone. Right. It wasn't like bum on a sweaty already mom spaghetti. Like he was just reading a passage off of an iPhone. Right. And then the thing that was amazing was he was like, he's seen this clip and he was like, you know what? I was so good. My flow was so real that he actually went into the studio and made a recording like a professional one. Like that performance of his, he inspired himself to go do an actual recording. Steve, this is insane. It's insane. We got to get off the air. This is crazy.
I love it. I love it. And then he had a collab with Quarantine Moutet, the drip. Listen, I'm a fan.
Was it a collab?
It was.
It was, okay.
Yeah, okay. Short for collaboration.
Oh, no. White men can jump. Very few white men can jump. White men can't rap, but very few white men can rap. So, yeah.
He's taking on a fellow Canadian, Vasek Pospisil, today. Is it a rap for Pospisil on the court, Andy?
I don't know, but the best thing about Shapovalov's rap game is the fact that he's a good tennis player. That's it. I got nothing for you on that.
That little bit you spit out, I need you to do a rap. I need you to, you know, do a collab.
Yeah. Lay down some tracks. Yeah. I'm here for you.
Yeah, we'll do it next time.
Yeah, this is a rap. This needs to be a rap. W-R-A-A-P.
There you go, Martina. That's well said.
Taro Daniel.
Taro Daniel taking Stadium 1, 3-2 here at Indian Wells. This big server. High hopes for the 16 seed, Riley Opelka. Oh, he's got the pink bag. He got fined $10,000 for that at the U.S. Open. Maybe the Surfbot shirt is in there. What a show. Thanks for watching TC Live. For Andy, Martina Chanda, I'm Steve. Enjoy the tennis all day here.